Mr. Campbell, Board Chair, it is now 8:34 a.m., so I am going to call the meeting to order for the Arizona State Board of Podiatry Examiners, May 12th, year 2021. I am not going to go back through roll call because of the technical issues, and I believe I will, the names that we have present are Dr. Campbell, Dr. Ilano, Dr. Foreman, Mr. John Rhodes, we have Dr. Gorman and his counsel, Mr. Kenneth Moskow on the line. We also have complainant JP present, Ms. Heather Broaddus, our executive director, Seamus Monahan, our AG, and our investigators, Dr. Saunders and Dr. Polakoff. Did we miss anyone? Has anyone else chimed in? Okay, great. So, just a moment here. Before beginning the meeting, I will read our administrative statement. Please be advised that this is a professional administrative meeting. All board members will conduct themselves in a professional manner, and it is expected that all other participants will conduct themselves in a professional manner. Combativeness, rudeness, or verbal aggression is not tolerated. If such behavior occurs, the board chair reserves the right to limit who may address the board. This board strives to conduct its meetings with the utmost respect for the process and for those in attendance. Does anyone have any declaration for conflicts of interest in any of the matters on the agenda today? Hearing none, we will proceed. To the next is for our meeting minutes, general session from April the 7th, 2021. Anyone have any concerns, corrections, or additions for those meeting minutes? Okay, I couldn't find any.
No.
Okay, so seeing that no one has brought forth any issues that are needed to be changed, additions or corrections, I'll make a motion to accept our general session meeting minutes from April the 7th, 2021 is written. Thank you, Dr. Foreman, for that second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? So moved. All right, we will move, pardon me, on to five, which is the items for board review and discussion, starting with A, which is our investigation files. And we will begin with complaint. The first complaint is number 21-02-C, Dr. Mark Gorman, DPM. As we have stated, he is present telephonically, as well as his counsel, Mr. Kenneth Moskow. The investigator on this case is Dr. Daniel Saunders. So we will ask at this time for Dr. Saunders give us his investigation report. Good morning, Dr. Saunders.
Hi, good morning, thank you. I'm going to go a little out of order when I review this for you guys here. LS made an initial complaint. There were three allegations that are made. One is improper location.
Dr. Saunders, I apologize for interrupting. This is Heather. Yeah. We're having a really hard time hearing you. It sounds like you're getting a lot of feedback.
I'll take it out of its own speaker, but I'll try it this way.
Okay.
Is this a little bit better?
Yes, thank you.
All right. So, just going to summarize, LS made a complaint. There are three concerns. One is the surgical procedure.
Are you on an office phone instead of a cell phone?
I am on an office, yeah. I'm on an office landline.
Okay. We're just...
Not good?
No.
It goes in and out. We can hear some of your words very clearly. When you start talking, it becomes more and more muffled.
Everything is plugged in pretty well. Yeah, I'm on what we would now call a landline, I guess.
Can we get a technician in and look at this?
Not my office.
Dr. Saunders, this is Dr. Campbell. We're gonna take just a 10-minute recess here, and so if everybody just kind of hold the line there, and Heather, we're gonna check with IT and tech to see what's going on here with these connections, because we can't proceed with the meeting when we can't hear a report. It just is very frustrating.